have been examined, and I have been certified to be 100% capable and able and ready to host this program. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A big hour to come. We will start things off with the toy companies. Traditional toy companies, not the ones making video games or apps that you tap away at all day long. Companies that make toys that your kids need to grab a hold of and manipulate and use and think and become creative. How are they surviving in this tech crazed age? There are a few. There's one in particular, but are they really doing enough? We'll ask the question and we'll talk about it. Then, how your boss may know that you're getting ready to say, I'm out of here. 2 weeks' notice, 2 days' notice, 2 hours' notice, 2 minutes' notice. That's it. I'm going to the elevator now. He may know you are planning to do that. And one of the ways? By simply signing in every single day. And then another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by Dirty Scope Concerns. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, time for that test. Oh, you know what test we're talking about. How do you know that implement that will be placed inside your body is clean and spiffy? Well, we start things off this hour with, what sort of responsibility does your doctor, or maybe your psychotherapist, have to alert your job or the authorities if you're a danger? Let's say they decide you're really unfit to handle your job and you pose a danger to that company's customers and to the general public. Now, I'm not talking about someone who has an office job where they are sitting and doing a clerical position where they do not come in contact with the public and misplaced numbers don't really create much of a danger. What if you are a bus driver? What if you are a train conductor? What if you are a policeman? What if you are a co-pilot on an airplane? And of course, you'll immediately think about the story that dominated the headlines recently about the co-pilot of the German airplane who was hell-bent on dying and did so and took 160 innocent people with him when he locked the pilot out and he decided to descend a plane and crash it into the German Alps. Well, it turned out when they went into this guy's apartment, there were letters from doctors saying this guy is unfit to work. When is it the responsibility of a doctor to forget about these HIPAA rules and privacy and all that? Because that can go a little bit too far, folks. You have a responsibility to protect the public that this person is serving and working for, and maybe to go to an employer and say, hey, you know what? Mr. Smith here, he shouldn't be working for you. He is completely unfit. Maybe he should have picked up a phone. Every doctor, every psychologist, they know where you work. Think about when you go to the doctor for the first time. You sit there and they hand you a clipboard with 17 pages on it. And they want to know where you do work now. Why? Because they want to make sure they get paid. They can trace it very easily through your health insurance most often as to where you are employed. And if they see that you work in a way with public safety, don't they have a responsibility to pick up the phone and say, you know what? This guy is unfit. You can't let him do this. Don't let him fly. Don't let him drive. Don't let him do anything. I wonder if a family of someone killed in such a situation has a legal recourse against a medical practitioner because of that. I think they should. Everybody is so into privacy. I need my privacy. I don't need the government knowing what I... You know what? No, I'm sorry. If my wife and my son are flying in a plane, I want to know everything there is to know about the pilot and the co-pilot. And I want to make sure their doctors, if they are under medical care or psychiatric care, have the responsibility and the morality to tell someone this guy shouldn't be working there. Stay with us. Coming up next, toy companies trying to make it here in this crazy tech age. How are they doing it? Just give me my slinky and leave me alone. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? Known as El Presidente, this four-time All-Star won 245 games during a 23-year career and pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League history for the Montreal Expos.
Dennis Martinez has reached the ultimate, a perfect game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
So where is Dennis Martinez now? The first Nicaraguan-born player to appear in the majors, Dennis is an icon back home. The ballpark in Nicaragua's capital is named Dennis Martinez National Stadium. Previously a spring training instructor with the Orioles, Dennis was the Nicaraguan manager in the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Well, it's a great honor to be able to be selected to be a manager of this ball club. We got a lot of young people. We got a lot of spirit.
Dennis Martinez, El Presidente. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, so you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number one, two, three, four, or more? Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family affair.
The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each stays in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying two tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.